Well, I have been coaching for a while. This will be, I think, right around my 32nd or 33rd year, something like that. You know, I started as a volunteer assistant for a high school team, just basically as someone to come in and block for them. And, you know, just the game was so hard, you know, to learn how to pass and do all these other things. And I just kind of fell in love with the teaching aspect of it as well as the playing aspect. And so, you know, for the most part, you know, my whole career has been evolved around, you know, just learning and learning how to teach it. And I've just, you know, had nothing but, you know, just fantastic, you know, relationships with, you know, my former coaches and national team coaches and people that I've worked with that, you know, it's just taken me, you know, all over the world, every place from, you know, the Czech Republic and Prague in the Czech Republic to, you know, Managua in, you know, Nicaragua. And so, you know, I've got a chance to play and coach in all these different places, countries, and states. And, you know, and plus at the Division I level, I was there for 21 years. And so, you know, it's just been a fantastic, you know, learning experience. And so, you know, when we moved to Chapel Hill, we heard about, you know, the Coach Norris and what a wonderful position, what a wonderful job she's done over the past. And, you know, I never really thought much about coaching high school here. And, you know, Coach Norris was my son's elementary physical education teacher. And I had no idea. I'd walk past her every day, had no idea, you know, said hello to her, you know, talked to her about PE and everything else. And then got a chance to watch her during the folk move. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that when the position got open, some people called me about it. And, you know, it's right next to my house. And, you know, I fell in love with the idea of just getting a chance to train and be at the high school level.
Your wife, Michelle, is the director of academic support for student athletes at UNC. Is that what officially brought your family here to Chapel Hill?
It is. It is.
And what was the move like for you?
Well, you know, it's fantastic. I mean, it was, you know, over a month or 2 month time, you know, in regards to how much time we you know, actually made to come up here. And so for us, you know, the transition was really good. My you know, we live down on the beach in Florida. You know, we do a lot of, my son and I love to do a lot of mountaineering and, rock climbing. And so when we got a chance to come up here, you know, now we're 2.5 hours from the beach and 3 hours from the mountains. And so we're as happy as can be. And so the transition, you know, has been fantastic. And so, you know, we've enjoyed all of it.
You mentioned Coach Sherry Norris. She's the winningest volleyball coach in North Carolina. What does it mean to take over for her?
Well, you know, when somebody does something right, you know, going into their gym, is a little bit easier. You know, they have things in place. You know, they have a winning attitude. They have a winning spirit. You know, it's a school. And, you know, I've got a chance to have, four or five of the girls have contacted me already. And, you know, they're just excited to get going. And the thing that says to me is that she has done such a great job of, you know, just instituting, if you will, the mentality of, you know, let's have a winning program. And, you know, when you have the girls seeking you out saying, you know, hey, we want to keep going, we want to win, you know, it's really quite rewarding and comforting too, you know. Now, anytime you go into somebody's place where they've, you know, had great success, you know, you always have your ideas that, you know, you're going to have to work hard to try to help match that. And, you know, I have such a great deal of respect for what she's done here, and so do the athletes and so do the parents, that I'm just looking forward to being a part of that.
Is it going to take some time to transition from college to high school? Do you think there'll be any kind of jump there?
No. Some parts of it, yeah. You know, when you look at college, you know, where you can get a chance to go out and pick your athletes, you know, that makes a little bit difference versus who moves into your area. And so in that regard, it's a little bit tougher. But, you know, I think the teaching is teaching, and you just have to find the level and the buttons to push and go from there. And so I really don't have, you know, any, you know, fears of transferring. And I guess, you know, I've been a part of USA Volleyball for so long, you know, in the developmental aspects of it, that, you know, I feel pretty comfortable with it.
And are you still doing stuff with USA Volleyball? What have you been doing, I guess, recently with that?
Well, you know, I work with AAU Volleyball with a local club out of Raleigh called NC Elite. They brought me in this spring to work with one of their teams. And, of course, I've worked with USA Volleyball camps, 20-some years back in the Midwest. And so, you know, I've always been a big proponent of junior development. And, you know, for me, you know, that's where a lot of this, that's where a lot of this goes. You know, my ultimate goal is to get these kids to fall in love with, you know, volleyball so that they keep playing it for, you know, until they're 60, 70 years old. And, you know, and if they end up going to college and being a collegiate athlete, fantastic. You know, if they end up going to college and playing club ball just at the recreational level, you know, then that's fine too. But I've always, you know, always just been involved with, you know, junior volleyball. And so, you know, I'm just looking forward to keeping that going at this level.
And I know this is new still, a fairly new announcement, but are there any changes to the program that stand out to you right now? Anything new you want to bring into the program?
Well, you know, I really don't know that much about the program yet in regards to, you know, what they've done in the past. I've never got a chance. I've got a chance to see Catherine Esterly play a little bit in club volleyball. She's the only one that I've got a chance to see play. And just speaking with the athletic director, Tim Bennett, he has a real conscientious vibe towards, you know, getting the girls to start working out more in the fall, in the spring, more in the summer, you know, a little bit more conditioning, stuff like that. You know, so I really don't know the things that they've done. I do, however, know the things that I want to do. You know, I do want to get very heavily involved more with off-season training so that it gets rid of a lot of, you know, the nagging injuries when the kids do go to, you know, come back for preseason and stuff like that. So it's not the first time that they're touching a ball. You know, get more involved with nutrition so that the kids can have a better base idea of nutrition, and not just sports nutrition, just overall nutrition. You know, I think our kids need to be, you know, educated as much as they can in regards to, you know, eating for an athlete, eating for success, and things like that. So from what I've been told, probably the biggest side is just going to be in regards to, you know, off-season conditioning and summer conditioning.